The expo is about a competition where university students from across the country compete in a competition where they come up with new and innovative ideas by which people can live on this planet with having less of an impact. So they come up with these new ideas, and we have a two-stage competition. Stage one, we get hundreds of applicants that submit their proposals. They're reviewed, and a panel of expert scientists review them and make selections on which ideas look the newest and most creative and innovative. We give each of those winners, there's about 60 of that first round winners, about $10,000 each to further develop their ideas. And they bring it to the mall this week and set up booths under a tent right in front of the Air and Space Museum. And a second round of judges come out and review the panelists, the different proposals, and select the top six or seven winners. And those winners will receive up to $70,000 to further develop those ideas and bring them to market.
So what are some of the fascinating ideas that we might see? You know, I see that you've listed some things such as solar panels made from plant chlorophyll.
Right.
How does what can we expect to see if we take a walk down there?
Well, there's 60 different booths with 60 different ideas, but you mentioned one of the more unusual ones, solar panels made from chlorophyll. There's an interesting proposal, and they have actually a working model where there's a kite that is used, to generate electricity. A number of proposals to generate plastics from waste and from corn, and those plastics are biodegradable. Low-cost technologies to provide clean and safe drinking water in developing nations. There's a number of green building designs, both material and processes for building structures that require less energy and are more environmentally friendly. There was one interesting concept where they developed a sophisticated computer program by which farmers and other landowners can use to analyze their property to determine what the potential of that piece of land for generating wind power.
We're talking this morning to Chris Zarba, a deputy director for the National Center for Environmental Research at the Environmental Protection Agency. Well, those are cool, but how long does it take to get one of these incredible ideas off the ground and on the market?
Well, we've only been at this for 4 years. This is our fourth year, and already in our first couple of years, we've had some of the winners actually not only further develop their ideas, but actually bring them to market, start companies, hire people, and are actually making money. So it's not just about coming up with good ideas, but it's bringing them to market so people can actually be starting companies and using these ideas so they actually help the environment.
Now, there's a lot of terms thrown about green and ecological. This effort uses the word sustainable. Is there a specific meaning in sustainable that's different from just good for the earth or green in general?
Well, sustainability means doing it in a way that really minimizes the human impact on the environment so that you can keep doing that for a long period of time and not have an accumulative impact on the environment.
So when you say sustainable and you don't want a cumulative effect, I'm just going to take, for instance, plastic bags.
Right.
I have noticed recently that many more grocery stores are turning to a bag that you buy and then you come back into the store with the bag and you refill it with your groceries instead of the plastic bags that are constantly going into the waste and going into the landfill, that kind of thing.
Right.
So is that where we're headed?
Yeah, that's it. But it's also a different way of thinking. I mean, you know, many of us who are a little bit older grew up in a throwaway society where you used it once and then tossed it out. And the young people today now look at the world a little bit different. And they're coming up with just very different ways of looking at the way we live on this planet. And that's what's kind of really exciting to me about this competition. You go and you look at what these young people have come up with and you think, why, I've never thought of that, and what a great idea, and why didn't somebody do that sooner? For example, there was one of our winners a couple of years ago came up with an idea of providing college students who live in a dorm with accurate, up-to-date information on their energy use. So every time they run a hot water or would turn on a light, they would get real-time data showing them on these monitors how much electricity they were using. And they, by knowing how much they were using or how much energy they were using, they were actually more inclined to turn the lights off or use less water. and over a very short period of time resulted in a 30% reduction in energy use for that dorm by doing nothing more than letting people know what they were using. Well, then what happened is the dorm next door realized what they were doing and started doing it themselves, and there got to be this competition between two dorms about who could save the most energy. So it was just very innovative to me that just by providing people with accurate information on what they were doing would lead to that kind of a return on the investment.
Now, your administrator, the EPA administrator, Steve Johnson, he'll be speaking, he already spoke. This morning.
I think he speaks in a few minutes, depending on the weather.
That's right. He speaks in about a half an hour from now. You're getting definitely top-level support for this effort from the EPA.
Yes, it's very popular. We have two partners. We have the Cloud Institute for Sustainable Design and the World Environment Center, and they are into this competition with us, and we have 40 other nonprofits that have joined in. So there's just a lot of interest. And, again, this is only our fourth year, and it seems like every year the level of interest, the level of participation, and the sophistication of the competition, the ideas that are coming through, are just much more developed than they were in earlier years. So it seems to be that we found a really important niche here that needed developing, and it's working very, very well for us and for our partners.
And now, Mr. Zarba, you have 50 student design teams and 40 exhibitors, and there will be an awards ceremony that will take place on Tuesday, Earth Day. And what time will that take place?
I think it's at 6 or 6:30 in the National Academy of Science building, and it is all the competitors come. EPA gives out 6 awards itself, but there are other sponsors that have their own awards. So it's a very neat event, and typically we get some congressional interest too, and people, congressmen coming down, and we provide them with an opportunity to present the award to the winners in their district. So it's a lot of fun.
And do they win money, or is it just the prize?
Well, the EPA winners will win up to $75,000, and that money is to be used to further develop the idea and then bring it to market. And that's the important aspect of this. It's not just coming up with a good idea, but bringing it to where the public and industry can actually use these ideas and spread them more widely.
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, I like it. It's a great idea. All right, so from today through Tuesday, these will be on display. These technologies will be on display on the National Mall. And even though it's a little rainy.
Oh, go on down anyway.
Oh, yeah, you won't melt.
Well, we got a big tent, so everyone will be nice and dry. And there's plenty of room to walk around in it. And if you can't get down to the mall, we have a website. If you just Google EPA P3, P3 stands for People, Prosperity, and the Planet. You'll quickly come up with the website, and there'll be a lot more information about last year's winners and the competition for this year and the event and timing and everything.